Der Bayerische Blinden- und Sehbehindertenbund präsentiert Sideviews. Die Interviews zur Side City 2025. Direkt aus Frankfurt.
Lighthouse Tech aus der italienischsprachigen Schweiz entwickelte mit Tami eine smarte Brille, die gezielt Hindernisse im oberen Körperbereich erkennt, also genau dort, wo ein Langstock nicht mehr reicht. Die Hinderniserkennung erfolgt über integrierte 60 GHz Radarsensoren mit einem Erfassungsbereich von etwa 120 Grad. Die Hindernisse können bis zu 1,70 Meter entfernt sein. Das Feedback erfolgt ausschließlich haptisch über vibrierende Brillenbügel, je nach Hindernisrichtung links, rechts oder beidseitig. Ein akustisches Signal gibt es nicht, ideal also auch für Menschen mit Hörbeeinträchtigung. Die Technik steckt komplett in den Brillenbügel. Die Front ist modular. Die Gläser lassen sich leicht austauschen oder mit Sehschärfe versehen. Die Brille funktioniert eigenständig, soll aber künftig auch per Bluetooth mit Smartphone verbunden werden können, um Konfigurationseinstellungen vornehmen zu können. Erste Software-Updates sind geplant, zum Beispiel zur automatischen Erkennung von Bewegung und Stillstand. Unterhält man sich, wie ich jetzt im Interview, mit einer Person, kann also die Vibration automatisch abgeschaltet werden, das dann aber wie gesagt erst nach dem Software-Update. Wichtig zu wissen, für Menschen, die besonders schnell unterwegs sind, ist die Reichweite von 1,70 Meter aktuell noch nicht ausreichend. Das empfehlen wir im Moment nicht, so der Hersteller im folgenden Interview. Ein Preis wurde nicht genannt. In Deutschland soll Tami ab Juli bei Rhein-Neckar Vision verfügbar sein. Eine Kostenübernahme durch die Krankenkassen ist bisher noch nicht möglich. Und jetzt geht's in die Schweiz, aber eben leider nicht auf Schweizerdeutsch, sondern auf Englisch.
Lighthouse Tech is now the company and they show here new smart glasses. Is it right?
Yes, that's correct. We're making glasses that have sensors integrated into them. Discreetly so that they're not visible from the outside. The sensors detect obstacles in the upper body zone, and when integrated along with white cane technique, long cane technique, they can provide integrated protection to help avoid obstacles that the cane does not detect.
Okay, and it works with camera or ultrasonic or laser, or what's it inside?
So our sensors are radar sensors, so it's a bit different. They use electromagnetic waves in the 60 gigahertz range, and they will pick up obstacles within a total of about 120 degrees. Mm-hmm. And the arms have vibrating actuators in them, so you will feel feedback coming from either the left side, the right side, or both sides, meaning that the obstacle is directly in front of you.
Mm-hmm. And how many meters away can the obstacles be to be detected?
So just because of the width of the field of view, we've limited the range effectively to 1.7 meters. In front of you, so that's about 2 to 2.5 steps away from you.
Mm-hmm. 2.5 step, okay.
Yeah.
But if I go very fast, it isn't the right thing, I think.
Yeah, so if you're a fast walker, we don't recommend this device at the moment. We're getting onto the market right now. We're quite close, but we understand there are will be some limits for people who are especially fast walkers, confident with their mobility. Mm-hmm. So we, you know, one step at a time for us.
Okay. And it only vibrates. There's no output via audio.
No, right now there's not. It does have Bluetooth connectivity, so we're planning on smartphone integration, but the type of interaction will be via vibration, so whether that's navigation or more information about the obstacles, but there's no sound output.
Okay, but so it is interesting for people, they are blind and deaf or have hear loss, so they can use it too.
Yeah, so the feedback that we've gotten is for deaf blindness friendly. We also concentrated on giving, for the moment, these clear haptic warnings because we were suggested by users that vibration was the right mode for this kind of application. And that's what we've been focusing on right now.
And your company comes from Switzerland, I think.
Yes. So we're based in the Italian part of Switzerland, which is why we're doing the interview in English.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and perhaps you can describe a little bit the glasses. Perhaps you have one that I can feel it and describe a little bit.
Absolutely.
Okay, it's very light and has normal glasses in front of it.
Yes, that's correct. Uh-huh. So all the electronics are in the eyewear arm itself. Mm-hmm. What you're feeling is an adjustable temple tip. It's rubberized, so it comes in different lengths to fit you. A little bit further up, yeah, so you're very close to the place where the haptics are transmitted. Mm-hmm. It's like a node that protrudes above the temple tip. So you have the ear, is a temple tip is the for ear fitting. And then the place that you feel the vibrations would be above that. Mm-hmm. And then the front, because it has no electronics in it, it means that the sides communicate via Bluetooth with each other to coordinate. And one advantage of having no electronics in the front is that we can change it so we can easily offer different styles and colors. Mm-hmm. Lenses are also interchangeable, so you can add your subscription lens. Mm-hmm. Take it to the optician. They can pop them out without any trouble.
Okay. And then I think I sit it on, and then we look what happens.
Yes.
Okay. Now I have it in.
Okay.
On so, my face. Okay.
Good. Looks like it should fit well. So if you, I can turn it on for you.
Yes.
There's two push buttons. It doesn't matter which one you use, right or left.
Okay.
So now
with
the
beep and now it vibrates. Okay.
Now it vibrates. So if you were to turn 180 degrees, you'll be facing sort of an empty area, mm-hmm. and you won't feel vibration. So there's
okay.
A little bit of.
Yeah. Now I look here to the side, and then I don't feel any vibration.
Yeah.
But if I'm looking to you,
then it will vibrate right away. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
and left and right, it is a stereo feedback.
Yeah, you should be getting a little bit of stereo.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, we're just surrounded by people, though, so there's not much space. But you'll have two different modes. So a double press will put you in a shorter range mode, mm-hmm. so there's less feedback from things.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say you're in a tighter place and you're not walking as quickly versus going to long range mode. So I'm going to double press again. Sorry. And then they're going to change back into that longer range,
mm-hmm.
Which gives you a longer threshold for vibration.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah. And the vibration is directly on the head with the.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Left and right. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And when will it be available?
So in Germany, we're working to get it available next month.
Mm-hmm.
It's in its final phases.
Do you have a distributor in Germany, or must I order it online?
We have a distributor in Germany.
Okay.
Yeah.
Which company?
It's Rhinocar Vision.
Ah, okay.
So you can find it there, yeah.
And they make the price, so you can't say anything what it costs.
I'll leave that to Rhinocar to tell to. But I would just mention that it's right now it's not reimbursed, so it'll come out on the market before the reimbursement kicks in. Mm-hmm. So we're still waiting for that process.
And is there a stop button? Now I'm talking with you, and always it vibrates. Is there a chance to stop it if I stop anywhere and like to talk to someone?
So you can simply turn it off with the button for now, but it does have accelerometer and gyroscope. So we're working with firmware updates. One of the features that we were looking at is being able to track the kind of movement, so classify the kind of movement that people are using, and reduce or stop the vibration when you're stopped. But this is all, software changes. I can turn it off if you want, just so it's not constantly vibrating while we're talking.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There we go.
Now it's off. Okay.
So, okay. So you can think, so this, it's a platform, and the glasses will function as is as a standalone right now. But we're looking for improvements in the intelligence, so improvements in the on the software side, and connection with the with an application as well. So it will give some more options in the future.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Das war ein Beitrag aus Sideviews, der Podcast rund um Technik und Hilfsmittel. Von und mit Christian Stahlberg. Weitere Informationen unter www.sideviews.de. Ein Angebot des BBSB.